I think what happened next was, did we talk about the Nash interview backstage with Borash?
No, we didn't. That's what I thought was next. He was all quiet and, again, real monotone. Nash. Like, and, I don't know, and Joe's got to make up his mind.
But for somebody who doesn't know any better, like we do, you can see Nash is like the old head that's just looking at him and saying, like, he's so young, you know what I mean?
Right.
The way he's overreacting and everything.
Right.
You know, for somebody
who
didn't know any better.
That was definitely the way he came in, and Joe was all hype and yelling, and, you know, and hurt holding his head from the little brouhaha earlier. That actually worked well, and he's trying to say, no, don't overreact, but it was everything from, I'm not going to get up and chase this guy around, try to tell him what to do.
Too old to be chasing him around, and he finally realizes that he's not going to listen to him, he has to figure it out for himself.
Right. Damn, I might have had this all confused. Maybe Joe was. I don't even think Joe was hurt yet. I was talking about Joe being hurt just a second ago. But he just came in hype. He wasn't even hurt yet. I'm getting into the show mixed up with the first visit from the beginning. But they showed Book inside the cage and had all the crap hanging from the side. So remember I asked last week, what are they going to do as far as the junk? I forgot. Easily you can just hang the stuff from like a little hook or something. And then they showed that. Maybe they heard me. They heard me to ask that question.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I really. Because, we need to do something with this junk in the ring. But they actually showed what they're going to do, and they hung it up, all the stuff. So Joe comes down. Booker's talking a bunch of junk. He can't beat him, of course. Joe comes down to the ring. Booker talks junk about Joe not bringing a weapon. Like, what difference does it make? There's a chair right 2 feet away from me, a trash can, a table, and the cage itself, maybe.
Not to mention, how is he a 2 foot punk ass for not bringing a weapon anyway?
Right. Right. Hey, think of that. He's just flipping the whole definition of punk ass.
You a part if you bring a gun.
Huh?
I say you a chump if you don't bring a gun. And
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I say. Go to the Urban Dictionary. Look up poo pup punk ass. You will notice they have flipped it. But, so Joe had a slapjack, but some kind of extendo stick.
Yeah, that thing was hot. That was like one of those new age future weapons.
Yeah.
It had a gel core and it, a little shock treatment.
Yeah, it was all a bunch of stuff and he bought his own weapon. Like, alright, you should have used a kendo stick. That can get you better reach than that little slapjack you got.
Yeah, but that thing.
I'm sure. I wouldn't get hit with it, but.
Yeah.
But anyway. Joe told Booker T before he got in the cage, if I get in the cage, I'm going to beat you up. And Book tried to get out the ring and didn't notice Nash had came out. And Nash was holding the gate closed, the door closed. And Joe took him down, beat him up. And Charmel came out.
And did nothing, pretty much.
Yeah, loosened Nash's fingers from the gate, and she got carried away, like a out of control girlfriend at a party or something. Then did the lights go out?
The lights? No. What happened? Well, I think Joe
the thing
was
just dropped from he got distracted somehow. I think. And then in the backdrops, perfect timing, right into Booker's hand, like. Yeah, great. Lays him out in the back of the head. He looks up. He's like, thank you, Sting.
I was Sting in two different feuds and ain't been on TV in like, I
think you got to look at it a different way. How is Sting not in two different?
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the featured length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.